having Asperger's is not an excuse for being heinously inappropriate, for throwing a chair when you get upset at a job site, for asking out a romantic partner who's not reciprocating 50 times in a month. Whenever I tried to use the Asperger's card to weasel out of being held responsible, it never, ever worked. It was always, well, is this horrible behavior part of Asperger's too, or autism? And the world never gave me any kind of a break. So I want people to know that having Asperger's means working harder to control oneself, to understand what is appropriate and what is not, basically so they won't face my life of consequences and suffering. It's taken nearly 10 years to rebuild what I lost at the start of adulthood. And the best way to do that is to make your weakness your strength. And I could not live the way I was existing. Therefore, I made the choice to put myself in situations where I absolutely did not belong. Working in a funeral home, for example, with people on the worst day of their lives. And I learned how to walk on severe eggshells that were weaker than most. And because of that, I was able to prove myself, and I had a little bit more ammunition for future opportunities. I could say, well, why don't you think I'm appropriate for this position? I was able to work at a funeral home with a lot of success, and those experiences have helped, and they help me grow stronger. And if you are continuously struggling with the throes of controlling yourself, if people think you're a robot, if they say you try too hard, you're too uptight, that's when you have the advocacy. You say, this is the best I can do. This is what's taken to get to this point, and I want you to take another look and give me the break that I deserve.
When you are in a working situation or some other situation where, you know, you're going to come into interaction with a lot of people, how much do you find that people just don't know what to expect from you or somebody with Asperger's? And how much of the role is yours to inform or instruct them?
I usually find a lot of fears and misassumptions when I go into jobs that require a lot of social graces. Such as teaching, for example. With substitute teaching, they want somebody who appears to be normal, not somebody who's awkward or whose eyes seem to bulge out of their head because they look nervous. They don't want to bother. If they don't have to, then they will choose termination in many cases. So it's my duty to continue pursuing those avenues if I feel I can make a contribution. And it's always the role of somebody with Asperger's to inform people that this is a difference, and it's not necessarily a liability. In fact, it can create a much better employee if you take another look at these qualities. And obviously there's some jobs that are not appropriate for somebody with Asperger's, such as being a salesman, what else is a maybe being on American Idol if you're a terrible, horrific singer in addition to the Asperger's. But if you're able to prove yourself, if you do have those qualities, then it's your duty to inform people that you deserve a chance to show what you're capable of.
What do you hope people come away with, either seeing you at Barnes & Noble or reading the books?
It's my hope that people are going to, first of all, if they do have Asperger's like me, they will know that there's a future. And that was never the case when I was growing up. There was nobody like me, nobody I could turn to for guidance who truly understood, because we have the same condition. And I also want people to know that even if a person with Asperger's is struggling, if they're making mistakes, that could be a dramatic improvement from years past. And I want the person with Asperger's to inform people of their leaps and bounds. And basically, what can we do to accommodate the rest of the population? What can we do to try to make people a little bit less uncomfortable if we're not aware of something? I used to send people birthday cards that were very long, and these people were acquaintances, and it creeped a lot of people out. And no one ever told me, no one told me that they had issues before it was too late. I always want people to be open about their concerns and ask questions. We may be offended by certain questions, but we'd rather have the extreme of somebody asking a personal question than choosing the worst extreme, which is ignoring or caving into fear.